masturbate my whole life almost. I didn't start masturbating until I was 28 because I quit Zoloft. Yeah, I was on Zoloft for like my whole adult life. And I had orgasms, but what I thought were orgasms turned out to be like okay sneezes compared. Oh my God, I had my first real orgasm off Zoloft and I was like, why is everyone not doing this all the time? And so I started all the time. I was chronically masturbating like a 28-year-old woman behaving like an 11-year-old boy, truly. You know, you hear these stories from guys that are like, I did it till I bled, I didn't know. I did that. It was my period, but it counts, and I still count it. I couldn't stop. I was doing it on I did it on a plane once and got caught, and she saw me, and I was just like, I thought you could in first class. And she's like, no. Also, you're seated in coach, and you just walked up here, so that doesn't even make sense. And I go, I thought I was beyond the curtain. Masturbating now, I just am too exhausted by all of it, you know? I have too many toys. I got all the toys. As soon as I started masturbating, I was like, I gotta get that rabbit. I've heard about this thing for a while. So I go to PetSmart and I get that thing and I returned it, you know? I was just like, this thing bit my clit off! Felt good for a second, then a lot of blood, but I got too many toys. And now when I go to masturbate, I just look at all my toys in the bucket or with a bucket. What the fuck did I just say? I do not have a bucket. I don't want you thinking I am having a bucket of dildos. It's literally a ripped Victoria's Secret bag that I keep in my closet. So I go to the old dick bucket. I have so many toys, too many. And every time I go to masturbate, I have to like look at all of them. And I always feel bad that I'm not using all of them. I have some sort of Toy Story guilt with it all. Just like, oh, Woody, you used to be my favorite. I'll sit on you and I'll just sit on that and I'll put Buzz up here. And then I got something inside me that I'm working like this. And I just, it's too much going on. I always feel like a one-man band. Eventually, I'm just like, come on, join in, kids. Like, I just feel like a town square fool. There should be a monkey on my shoulder with a tambourine, like collecting coins from passersby. Like, that is, I feel like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins. That is how I feel every single time I masturbate. It's not hot. Oh. Ironically enough, Dick, Van, Dyke are the three words I type in to find every porn that I look at. So, I need all those elements to really get me there. My porn searches are disgusting. Oh man, those got gross fast. Listen, I know what I like. I like bondage. I'm into like getting tied up. I'm into watching girls getting tied up. I'll sell it to you, ladies. If you're not into it, you're about to be. Guess what? Bondage, forced laziness. You don't have to do anything to him if you're tied up. I want to jerk you off, but my hands are not. Let me out. Let me out. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. Just leave it. What are you doing? There's a ball gag in your mouth, no dick in your head. It's just very comfortable. You make it look like a show. You're like, oh, no. But it's easy breezy, man. They blindfold you? Oh my God. You know, oh no, I can't see you. How am I gonna come? Easily. Thank you for the assist. It's so good. But bondage porn, it's always like in a cellar with like dripping walls. Or like a warehouse, and she's just like a bandit. It's like, can't she be comfortable? I don't understand why there always has to be a guy with a welder's mask and a purpose, like with a stick. Like, can't it be nicer? But it can't be. They're always mean to her, and I'm just like, be nice. Like, she's invited all these dudes over. You guys, one of you showed up late. There's nowhere for your dick to go now. And so I hate that guy. He's always just like, where do I go? Where do I go? It's just like, go fill the Brita, Tony. Why were you late? Like, do something useful. We're all gonna be very dehydrated after this. But no. Then Tony's just like hitting his dick on her shoulder as if that's doing anything for either of them. And it's just like, look inside yourself, Tony. Why were you late? God. She's not like a bison on the Great Plains. You don't need to use every single part of her to honor her. Gangbangs? Like, I love gangbangs, but I'm just looking for, like, a respectful gangbang. Like, why not just a nice, be nice to her. A respectful gangbang, that would just be a girl tied up, and guys are doing lots of things to her down here, and then up here, a guy's just brushing her hair and telling her she's strong. Respectful. That's all I want. You know what's frustrating about masturbating when you're a woman is that you can't really fuck yourself, you know? Like, you can do clit stuff or whatever, but truly having being penetrated, it's hard to do to yourself. Like, this is, and it's hard to come from that if you're, like, doing a CrossFit sequence as you're, like, getting tennis elbow. I mean, it's a lot of work, and I always give up, and I'm just like, this is too hard. And that's why I get so jealous of guys, because I'm like, oh, jerking off is so easy for guys. It's just this. That's what you do when you say something's easy. You're just like, oh, we'll fucking bang it out and go to Chipotle, man. Just get the reports done and we'll go to the game. Like, that's how easy that is. Oh, I'm jealous.
Watch Nikki Glaser, Bangin', only on Netflix.